In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Please be seated. You know, sometimes you have to wonder if anyone could please Jesus. Jesus didn't give many attaboys or attagirls. He didn't often say thanks. He didn't often tell people that they had done well. He didn't seem particularly concerned that he might bruise someone's self-esteem. Sometimes Jesus seemed downright rude. And that happens today in our gospel lesson. Jesus comes to the home of his dear friends Martha and Mary. He had visited their home before, perhaps many times. On one occasion, he raised their brother Lazarus from the dead. Shortly thereafter, Mary anointed Jesus' feet with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus is making his last visit to the home of Mary and Martha. Luke has been telling us all this time that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem to die. Martha and Mary live in Bethlehem, which is near Jerusalem. With Jerusalem just around the corner, Jesus doesn't have long to live, and he knows it. He's been telling the disciples that he will die, but they don't understand him. Luke says that they were afraid to ask him about this saying. On this occasion, Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. And as we read this morning, Martha was distracted by many tasks. We know how that feels, don't we? Company's coming, floors to sweep, windows to wash, towels to hang, food to cook. You can do some of those things ahead of time, but you can't serve the food ahead of time, and you can't serve the guests ahead of time. Once Jesus arrived, Martha was busy, busy, busy. Then Martha looked over her shoulder. Kind of like, you know, that kind of look. And what did she see? She saw Mary, her sister, sitting on the floor listening to Jesus. And never a shrinking violet, Martha complained to Jesus. Lord, you not care that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself? Suddenly, it was Jesus' fault that Martha was busy and distracted. Lord, do you not care? Lord, can you not see? Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to serve alone and ask her therefore to help me? But Jesus said, and this is the point that Jesus seems rude. Jesus said, Martha, Martha. Can't you hear the exasperation in his voice? Martha, Martha. You are anxious and troubled by many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. If I'd have been Martha, that would have been it. I would have turned off the stove, shut down the kitchen. All right, Jesus, if you want me to listen, I will listen. Where would you like me to sit, Jesus? Worried? You were right. I was worried. Distracted. Right again. I was distracted by many things, but I promise, Jesus, that I'm not worried or distracted now. I'm sitting and listening perfectly relaxed. And of course, I'd wait to hear the sounds of stomachs grumbling. Are you folks hungry? Well, I'm so sorry. I don't think there's a thing to eat in this house. And I'd gloat. Not outside where anyone could see it, of course, but inside. I'd think, serves you right. Next time, Jesus, keep your sharp tongue in its holster. A little hunger will teach the teacher. The irony, of course, is that Jesus has dealt with a food shortage not many days earlier. Jesus had told his disciples to feed the crowd of 5,000. The disciples had said, what do you mean give them something to eat? There are thousands of people here. Thousands, Jesus. Do you know how much food we have? We have 5 loaves, two fish. That's it. But Jesus had taken the five loaves and two fish and fed the whole crowd. There was even food left over for 12 baskets. So you see, if Martha had decided to sit and listen, nobody would have gone hungry. Jesus would have provided. It's also worth noting that just prior to the story of Martha and Mary, Jesus had told the parable of the Good Samaritan. In that story, the hero was a person just like Martha, a doer. Person who got the job done. Who expressed his caring in tangible actions. A busy man. Man who got his hands dirty in the service of others. Jesus made this busy man the hero of that parable. Jesus is not and wasn't against active, busy, serving people. So why didn't Jesus encourage Martha in her service, in her busyness? She too was taking care of people. Why not make Martha the hero of this story? Note that the Good Samaritan had provided the wounded victim, provided that what was needed for that wounded victim. He bandaged the victim's wounds, took care, took him to the nearest town, and provided money for his care. The wounded man didn't need someone to sit and listen. He needed medical care. The Samaritan provided that care. Jesus' situation was different. His time was growing short. He was headed for his cross. So soon he would enter Jerusalem where he would die. He had come for a last visit with Martha and Mary, old and beloved friends. He didn't need a fancy last meal. He needed time with his friends. Furthermore, Martha and Mary needed time with Jesus. In the future, they would look back on this last visit as one of the truly special moments in their lives. Jesus, a man who everyone wanted to see, had come to their home. He had honored them with his presence. He had only a little time remaining in his short life, and he had chosen to spend it with them. What a special moment. What a tragedy if Martha were to miss it by working in the kitchen. This story reminds me of when my dad was lying in a hospital bed, dying of cancer. I was in seminary, and I went to his home in Louisiana from mine in Sewanee, Tennessee. As much as I could, I thought I could go at the time. I stayed with him continuously while I was there, but traveling back and forth between my home and his home, between his home and my home in Tennessee, it was hard. And one of the biggest regrets is that he died when I was not there. I had just left to go back to school. I was coming back next week, the following week. And he died, with me being many miles away. Truly broke my heart. Now, many years later, I'd do things very differently. Oh, how I wish I was there again if I had to do it over again. I would have probably dropped out of seminary for that semester and just finished a year late. Believe that's what I would have done. Instead of worrying about getting done what I needed to get done. I wish that I could go to that hospital in the morning and leave at night. I wish that I could take a book to read while my father slept, and I'd sit at his feet when he awoke. I'd be there beside him. I wish that would have happened. That would have been what Jesus called in the day's reading the better part. Those would have been the precious moments that nobody could have ever taken away from me. We, like Martha, are busy, worried, and distracted by many things. We are trying to balance claims on our lives by families, friends, church, and work, and we cannot do it all, but we try. Like Martha, we grow resentful because other people are not pulling their share of the load. We're critical of our husband because he doesn't help around the house. We're critical of co-workers who don't share our dedication to the job. We're critical of our children who don't keep their rooms neat. Please note, I had no criticism about wives. But seriously, is this a happy way of life? Of course not. Is there a way out? Yes, yes, there is. We need to spend a little time at Jesus' feet. We need to spend a little time reading the Scriptures. A little time in prayer. A little time getting centered. A little time away from our everyday business. A little time letting the Lord have His way in our lives. A little time letting the Lord set the direction for our day. A little time at Jesus' feet. He will help us to sort out our tangles. He will help us to do important things and accept the fact that we can't do everything. He will help us to avoid becoming resentful, nagging persons. A little time with Jesus to the human being is what oil is to an automobile. With it, everything runs more smoothly. Two questions. First question, can we afford to spend a little more time with Jesus each day? The answer, of course, is no. We cannot afford the time. We're too busy. There are too many claims on our lives. It sounds like a great idea, but it just isn't practical. Second question, can we afford not to spend a little time with Jesus each day? Can we afford to continue in our worry and distraction? Can we afford to spend our days going this way and that, with no guiding light to set our direction? Can we afford to go through life with our deepest needs unmet, with a hollow place in the center of our lives? Can we afford to be like Martha, too busy, too worried, too distracted to find much pleasure in life? Try an experiment this week. Set your alarm 20 minutes early. Get up, turn on the coffee pot, and sit down with your Bible for a few minutes. Read one story from the Gospels, just one story. Then spend a couple of minutes reflecting on that story. Then spend a few minutes in prayer. Ask Jesus to help you that day. Ask Jesus to help you to get your heart in the right place. Pray for your husband or wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your enemies. Then say amen. And go about your business. 20 minutes at Jesus' feet will change your day. 20 minutes at Jesus' feet will change your life. In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.